commercial free and non-profit, this is KFBR 89.9.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who through the years have done a number of wonderful, wonderful documentaries on a number of different subjects, whether it be the assassination of President Kennedy, and he was, of course, killed, not by Lee Harvey Oswald, but by a conspiracy. But you can't let the American people know that, or that his brother, Bobby Kennedy, was killed as part of a conspiracy, or that Martin Luther King was killed as part of a conspiracy. Anybody who talks about that sort of thing, why, you're labeled as a conspiratologist. Oh, terrible. And yet there really are conspiracies. There have always been conspiracies. And there is a small group of people who control our country, both political parties, using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. Why do you think we have troops stationed in 130 nations? Why do we have well over 10,000 people stationed at our embassy in Baghdad? What are they all doing there? A lot of military contractors. Nothing as it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Hi, Bob. What are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, hi. Excuse me. Well, I'll tell you, I want to talk about an amazing, been pretty much a top secret operation, although I suppose that with a little bit of snooping, it's one of those things that could have been discovered. It's just very, very interesting, another one of these places where they've dumped multi-millions and probably billions into it. Actually, it's kind of like a twofold situation. But before I even get into that, as a matter of fact, earlier today, someone was had brought to my attention an old television program that I had appeared on back in 1994, and it was the Phil Donahue Show. And at this point in time was when the militia patriot groups were developing, and I was very much involved with some of that original the patriotic concerns that was going on. And that was when they were carrying out the Waco, Texas raids and all of those outrageous things. But the media had been so totally controlled. And like you just mentioned, if you talk about the possibility of, conspiratorial kind of concepts on anything, those of us that did that, they were really doing a number on us. And, Phil Donahue did his show, and he almost have a nervous breakdown on the air, trying to jump up and down and screaming and yelling about how crazy people were. When we were talking primarily, as a matter of fact, at that time, talking about the obviously the fact that the government was doing some really just despicable acts, killing Randy Weaver's family and burning down the Karish people, when in fact they could have just gone and arrested him at any time. They didn't have to kill 16 or 20 kids in that particular raid. And when we came forward and were talking about it and trying to explain to people that we were being taken over by a corrupted small group and that the government was being moved into this one world dominating almost a dictatorial configuration, we were, of course, we were labeled as paranoid wackos. And, but what was interesting during that time, the big deal we were pointing out was, in fact, that the militarization of the U.S. police forces all over the country back in 1994, 95, 96 was becoming so outrageous.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, it can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's even Bob Fletcher, and he's simply talking about what it was, go back 15 years or so, to the murder of the Weaver family, Randy Weaver's family, and then, of course, the attack on Waco, where they killed all the children there, and everything is done to cover up the conspiracy, and the involvement of this little clique that runs our government. And remember, this is not our government. It has been taken over by a subversive group, and most people don't understand who these people are or the spiritual forces that energize them. There are not that many of them. They utilize all sorts of other groups, but they know exactly what they're doing. The goal of one world government, a one world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. Bob, pick up the story.
Well, and again, back during that period of time, I was watching myself. It was a videotape of myself and Phil Donahue locking horns, et cetera, et cetera. And again, the primary point just at that time, and of course it's continued, was the fact that it was militarization instructions being given by the federal government to all of the police forces. A lot of people never knew about this, but all over every little nook and cranny during that period of time, they would try to target people like us, patriotic folks trying to put out the information about what was going on, using us as the target for it, and saying and training the police forces at every little small level, from cities to little country towns, and how to recognize radical screwball wackos that carried with them the Constitution. They said if you stop somebody at a traffic stop and they've got a little pocket Constitution in their pocket, they were really probably subversive. And they were actually training these people on all of this. And, of course, when we were talking about it, we were labeled as being screwballs and part of the that crazy, paranoid, wacko group out here that thought that people were actually trying to put us into a one-world government. That was a big word, as a matter of fact. If you saw somebody said one-world government to a police officer, it was another good reason to consider them to be an enemy here in America. So to my surprise, along with that today, it was pointed out to me, as a matter of fact, my wife found a story written by actually an Elaine Thompson of the Associated Press. And she did a story that said, as a matter of fact, the byline was June 24th, 2014. And it said that there is a dangerous militarization of the United States law enforcement underway. And it just knocked me off my seat, because that was verbatim what we were trying to get everybody to recognize 20 years ago, 1994, 95, 96, that period of time. And we were telling people exactly what this lady from Associated Press had done a brand new story on, actually just today, relative to the training of SWAT teams, the utilization of military weapons and what have you, and instructions by the military on how to handle these crazy possible subversive people like myself. And of course, back then in the 95 period of time, even every single major media of the world had interviewed myself and some of my people during about a 7 or month, maybe even a year period of time. I'm talking Russia's TASS reporters, the people from Japan, from Korea, from China. I was on Good Morning Australia. I was on Good Morning America. And all of them were trying to do this same thing, and that was to point out that how outrageous it was that myself and so many thousands and thousands of people at that time were starting to realize the corruption in government at the highest level. And I had, as a matter of fact, a fella came out to and hung around with me, so to speak, for 30 days when I was living in Montana, and he was with the New Yorker magazine. And he wrote the most scurrilous, disgusting, synthetic, artificial story you could ever imagine on myself. He never did my story, which, of course, was the story of the Central Intelligence operatives who had taken over my toy company in Atlanta a few years earlier. That was what had turned the light on for me to what was going on. But this fellow wrote, as a matter of fact, I was told, and I found out later to be accurate, that it was 17 pages in New Yorker magazine, was one of the biggest stories in total volume that was ever written. The only other ones that were that size were of a couple of presidents that were written about in the New Yorker magazine. But it was all lies. It was synthetic, unbelievably targeted information, making me look like some kind of a screwball.
And I think it's so important that the American people understand that the American media as a whole is controlled. And recently we do carry a wonderful book on that subject. It's called The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor named Ben Bagdekian, formerly professor at the University of California in San Francisco. And he spent 30 years researching the control of the media course, he recognized there were six corporations that controlled it here, 90% of the major outlets, and certainly that would certainly be AOL, Time Warner, that would be Bertelsmann, a German corporation, certainly the people who control CBS, Disney controls ABC, and then, of course, we have Murdoch, and then we have the people who purchased NBC. But there's six major corporations control 90% of the media, and basically they pretend. They play games pretending they're showing both sides, and they don't show both sides. They mold the minds of the American people until the people understand the media is controlled. Fortunately, we have the alternative media. We have WorldNet Daily and a few other means by which you can get accurate information, and we're just so fortunate to have that today. Because in 20 years ago, when Bob was talking, we did not have the access to the truth. Go right ahead.
Well, this is kind of now just the icing on the cake on this part, and then I want to go on into the interesting programs I had discovered recently. But the real icing on the cake was this, that there's a large, new, updated report that apparently had been brought to the attention of this lady at the Associated Press who wrote the story just today, I guess it was out, but that it was an ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, was the group that had done this expose on, in fact, the militarization of our police forces and how terrible that it appeared to be, et cetera, et cetera. When, in fact, when I was actually on Phil Donahue's program, and they did just jumped all over me and attempted to destroy the whole patriot movement at that time. On the stage with myself in the interview was the ACLU's people sitting there along with Phil Donahue telling everybody that I was nuts and that we were all crazy talking about the militarization of the police forces and the concern about takeover of our government from the inside, et cetera, et cetera. The ACLU people were right up there throwing stones at me, along with Phil Donahue and his people in 1995. And now they have just done this extended report exposing exactly what I was talking about in 1995 on national TV. And that was what was really funny about the whole thing. It was like, all of a sudden, like they realized, I guess I was right. Of course, nobody would ever dare come back and tell me that. But that was the bottom line of it. And again, this is a story that literally was just out today about a new ACLU's finally woke up and said, hey, we got bad things going on with federal troops training local police on how to hit us over the head whenever they get the opportunity. So anyhow, it was just sort of a giant chain. I had to mention it today. It's a rather personal thing, of course, but I wanted to mention it.
Okay, fine. Well, I think that's well taken. Fortunately, we do have a number of constitutional sheriffs working with Richard Mack, probably 500 or 600 of them, who are really trying to get away from the militarization of the police, have local police taking care of local issues, and certainly this idea of trying to militarize the right police, that's exactly what they did in Hitler's Germany. Go right ahead.
Right, that's the truth. And what was also interesting, then I got I'm very interested to pass on this new info I got, but a relative also to that was in 95, the same period of time, actually probably within a month or two of all of this news coverage. In 1995, Louis Free, who was in charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation at that time, had made a trip, I believe it was to Germany, Bulgaria, France, and around in that area, several places in Europe, and he made several times he did a speech, which was almost the same speech repetitively, and in it he said, and also it was covered in the press at that time, he said that wanted Europeans to remember that any time you see a federal government coming into the town, cities, and what have you, into the sheriff and police agencies, and instructing them and giving them militarized concepts, that is the preparation and the first steps to go into a dictatorship. And, of course, he made reference back to Adolf Hitler and his activities. But it was funny because he was saying the same thing in Europe. And back when he was back over here during that same period of time, he was telling the people in the United States to beware of the patriot movement of going across the
country. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with our guest, Bob Fletcher.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, the this is Dr. Stan, I guess this evening, Bob Fletcher. And of course, Bob has been talking about the danger of the militarization of our police. Why do they want to militarize our police? Because there's a small little subversive group that controls our government, having nothing to do with our elected representatives. And they want, of course, they're preparing for some civil unrest here in America, and they want to be able to use the police against the people. And just fortunately, or hopefully, the majority of our police will understand what this is all about. And when push comes to shove, our police will stand with the Constitution, which they are all sworn to uphold. Well, Bob, go ahead with the story.
Well, I have I had discovered, putting that aside and bowing an old back shelf, so to speak, I had discovered something that really surprised me. You can't know about everything, and maintaining secrecy has become a real art with those people that are subverting our Constitution out of Washington. They're really pretty good at keeping things secret. They can make things externally appear like one thing and then have it be something else totally different. And what I had discovered was a top secret located right in broad daylight, so to speak. And I never know why every once in a while they will feed out a little bit of information, let people know about a little bit about something. And that was the case on this situation. But it's called the Space Fence. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No, what you call the Space Fence?
Fence. Space Fence.
Okay, no, I haven't heard of it. Tell us about it.
And it's hidden away just outside of several different towns and cities. They're all three major locations, actually. And they all happen to be close to or related to lakes or waters. And I'm assuming that's because it is so profusely electronically constructed that they probably need the water nearby to cool as a coolant situation. What it is, one of them's located about 1.5 miles from Birmingham, Alabama. It's surrounded by a large, big old regular chain link fence, a security type fence, with no trespassing signs and barbed wire on the top of it and what have you. And it is surrounding what is a fence type of a structure that is laying down. In other words, as opposed to being something that would stop people from going from one place to another, up and down, it is laying down, and it is a high-tech electronic fence. It's about 1.5 miles wide, or actually what would be across, about a half a mile across, and about a mile or a mile and a half long, laying on the ground for the most part, 6 or 7 feet above the ground, somewhat elevated, so to speak. And the total wattage of this thing is 38,000 watts. And it sends an electronic force field into space from the ground in a giant, what would be a fan-shaped configuration. You can't see that, obviously, because it's an electronic transmission, but it is like a radar transmission in a huge fan configuration.
Well, now, is this used for weather control or something?
No, now this is what I'm going to get to. It is in associated and linked to two other locations. Altogether, there's three. The other one is in Texas and another one in Arizona. And together, when they are powered up, they would be the equivalent of these huge, like I said, the semicircular transmission into the upper atmosphere, up to where all the satellites are, and all of the space junk also. But all of the satellites, it goes up that far. And what it does, it is like a warning. Actually, it is a tracking device where when anything passes through it, it will automatically signal and pick up down on Earth, and it is then the transmission goes to another separate location where the beam, the ray, we'll call it a radar-type screen, if you will, or a radar fence, but it's going all the way up to the lower atmosphere, or upper atmosphere in this case. It can track 250 items simultaneously at one time. And the system then coordinates with electronic computers, one of which is primary one is in, it's in North Florida, which is a computerization central, computerized base. It is in Anglin Air Base. That's in Pensacola, Florida.
Well, they have all these secrets, ladies and gentlemen. Remember how they were able to create the atom bomb during the Second World War in total secrecy using 100,000 people, and the public never knew.
What this
Hi,
does
this is
then...
Lyle. Most of you know me, why so many people agree that Miracle-2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle-2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle-2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle-2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle-2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle-2 today. After you've tried Miracle-2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle-2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle-2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Bob Fletcher. And we're talking about, well, another one of the government secret programs. And basically, you have to understand, these are secret because they don't want the American people to understand what is really going on. We have a small little group that controls the government, and suddenly they have an agenda which is entirely out of line with what the average American wants. They want to have a free society, but of course, this group that controls our government wants to control the world. And this is simply another example of one of their secret programs. You're not going to hear about the controlled media. So what is this basically the space fence all about?
Well, here's what it amounts to being. First off, basically, it is a system, a curtain of electronic detection that's coordinated with massive electronic computerization down on the ground, and in milliseconds, they can analyze whatever penetrates and passes through this curtain in the up in the upper atmosphere where the satellites are, they can track 250 simultaneously different pieces of not only satellites, but of course space trash of any sort. And they're using this as a an excuse to say, we can track anything that comes down that looks like it may come down and be a problem crashing back down to Earth. But most people that are in the know are figuring that this is, in fact, an outer space weapon. And what takes place when it is penetrated, the electronic signal instantly goes to an area within the Eglin Air Force Base near Pensacola. It's called a site called C6 within the air base. And within that that area is a 14-story building, with the highest, the largest, most powerful radar system on Earth is enclosed within the 14-story building at the Eglin Air Force Base. It has 5,928 individual transmitting antennas inside that building. And what they do is they can analyze in milliseconds and track, let's use a satellite as an example, they can track not only where it is, the direction it's going, how fast it's going, but where it will be in any point in time, let's say for the next half a day, within 1 minute of that location. And that's how extremely accurate it is. And a while back in 2008, we had a particular satellite that was up. It was apparently run out of control, so to speak, and it was destined to come back to Earth. And it's flying something like 17,000 miles an hour in orbit, but it was diminishing and was going to be crashing down potentially into a city. And it gave them an excuse to try this thing out. Now, this was one of our own satellites, as a matter of fact. What they did was tracked it, located it, did the mathematical projections using a very extensive algorithm, mathematical complex mathematics on this thing, so that when they shot at it from one of our own ships with a missile, they shot at the satellite in a couple of seconds from the launching off of the ship, someplace out in the ocean, it hit this thing and never missed it within 6 inches, left or right, and nailed this particular satellite and blew it into pieces.
Well, that sounds really great. That sounds like something that could be very, very important in protecting our cities, protecting ourselves, and perhaps even protecting other countries from space debris or from satellites out of control. So why?
However, here's the problem. The people like myself and others that realize that, in fact, what this is now a space weapon. And the Chinese reacted to this, as a matter of fact, by when they saw that take place, the Chinese reacted by doing the same thing to one of their satellites. And so what they were doing, now we have another space weapons war underway. What they were saying, of course, is we can shoot down one of yours and you can shoot down one of ours. Okay, it's that kind of game playing once again with the rattling of sabers, but in outer space. Because as we all realize now, everything now functions off of the satellites that are in outer space. The banking, the communications, even our missile controls of our own missiles, if they were able to, if the Chinese or the Russians were simply able to shoot down our satellites, they could shut all of the electricity off in the United States in 1 second, in one shot. And with matter of fact, it would be now, that would be the first shot in a nuclear confrontation or a war. And that would be for any one of our enemies to take out our satellites, shut down our missiles, and then follow it with a full-blown attack of their own. So what we've done is opened that can of worms. And what did also take place, that again, nobody ever made a deal in the news about this, the Russians had one of their craft that they were sending to Mars. It was a couple of years ago. It went up. It was on its way, actually on its way, just getting started. And it was all of a sudden became malfunctioning and was coming back down to Earth. We were watching it. They were watching it. And it blew apart and fell down into a million pieces. Now, what the Russians said, this is the second part to this amazing space fence that we're talking about here, the other part of it. What the Russians said was that we had sent one of our new spacecraft up and had caused the failure of their satellite, the one that they were sending out to Mars, because we did not want them to get to Mars. Now, commonly, one would think that that's, you know, just typical baloney, so to speak. But we have another related program that's called the X-37B secret space aircraft. These are small versions of our large shuttle. These have they're located in a lot of places, but mostly out of Edwards Air Force Base in California. There's a whole fleet of them. And they have the ability to go up, similar to our regular shuttles. They have the ability to be up there for extended period of time because they are unmanned. They literally verbatim look like our shuttle. They're only about 13 feet tall and 30 feet long. They're rather small compared to the shuttle. But they have the ability to go up and electronically float right up to the satellites up there, utilizing the assistance from this space screen, the space fence. Using that electronic assistance, they can go right up next door to any single satellite out there in outer space and shoot it down or simply affect it electronically so that it fails. And that was what the Russians said we had done. And this entire program, both the X-37B, I was a little bit aware of because I had done in my weapons of mass control, I had done a slight report on that a couple of years ago on my DVD of the weapons of mass control. But that being linked with the space fence gives us the ability to actually go up in that far reaches of our outer atmosphere and locate, go right up to it. I'm talking at any distance they wanted to, and nail it without even missing 1 foot, give or take, left or right or up and down, and arbitrarily be able to just shoot down anybody's now satellite. And, of course, this now puts a real military conflict militarily relative to weapons, another rattling of the sabers between Russia, China, and the United States. And everybody's in the ball game now.
Now, but of course, the thing we're not even hearing about this is suddenly, where can people verify any of these things? Because basically, I have no question that these things are going on. I know that you're very meticulous in your documentation. And yet, because of the degree of control over the mass media in America, there are a lot of things that we will never be allowed to hear about.
Well, right now, fortunately, this is what I said. I never understand why they leak some of this stuff out, and they have done that. I originally discovered it going over budget, but if anybody's interested, you can go on the computer now and do two things. You put in X-37 air spacecraft, X-37 air spacecraft, and you will find out about the airplane fleet that I was referring to. And if you go on now and put in, I believe all you have to do is United States Space Fence, United States Space Fence, and you will find enough information that will shock you. And part of the reason that it came out was they were talking about they had this thing going for about 6 years, then totally secret. Then they got into this budgeting thing, and they were going to shut it down. I think they even put it on a temporary hold. But then they refinanced it about 1 year ago, so it's back and alive again 100%. But if you go on, you can look it up under the name Space Fence. And again, this is across the southern part of the United States, three different locations primarily, constituting an impenetrable radar screen in outer space.
Well, now, basically, are the Russians or the Chinese concerned this could be used against them? Are they coming up with a defense for this? Are they coming up with an offensive situation to try to destroy this if it threatens them?
Well, one thing that the Chinese did when we did our show-off situation of blowing one of ours out of the sky, and again, see, it's the ability to hit something like hitting a needle flying at 17,000 miles an hour. It's pretty impressive. They had turned around and did the same thing to one of their own. So what they were saying was, we can do it too. So they already have that capability. Now, the Russians have, I don't think they do. They haven't had the money to keep up militarily with us, you know. But they complained to us, and they said, we know. And they even, there's one reason, one manner that's really rather simplistic where we can cause the destruction of these satellites. And that is, if we send one of these X-37B aircraft up, the ones that are like the shuttle, we can get up so close that we can actually spray it. This sounds silly, but it's real. Spray it with a material or a paint that would attract sunlight. In other words, it would not repel sunlight, but would attract sunlight. And the heat of the sunlight itself, within 20 days, will make all the electronics within the satellite that they're attacking, will make it null and void. It will burn up from its own heat because it will not be able to cool down enough. And believe it or not, that is what the Russians said they thought we did to their craft. Now, what happens when this comes down, just, you know, they just simply say, uh-oh, everything's not working right. So now it's tumbling back down to Earth. We have the choice of letting it burn up and fall into pieces. Therefore, nobody would ever know if we had shot it down. All right? There's no way to pick up pieces and say, uh-oh, look at this. Somebody tampered with it in outer space. But we have the ability to do that tampering now. And that's really annoying both Russia and China. There's no way for them to pin it on us. But the equipment is there. And many scientists engineers, et cetera, say there's no question that this is, in fact, the new weapon in outer space. And, of course, you know, there's nobody can ever prove it, so we haven't gone against any of the new treaties that theoretically was to keep weapons out of outer space. But if we shoot down or burn up or destroy Chinese and Russian satellites that they need for their own communication and what have you, or if they do it to us, that's that real problem everybody's worried about, and that's the equivalent of solar flares. It would shut down all of our electronics.
Well, I think that we are certainly in a position where I think there's going to be some terrible complications. There's going to be some terrible confrontations between ourselves and the Chinese and the Russians. I don't think the average American understands that there really is a plan for a third world war. It's not a matter of if, but when. Why would anybody in their right mind want a third world war? Not, first of all, people are not in their right mind. They did. Dedication is to this whole idea of creating such chaos throughout the world that the people in not only in America but other nations will be willing to go along with a world government. And it may cost hundreds of millions of lives, but I do believe this is coming. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, I believe that the possibility of that is, of course, very high. But then, of course, as you know, and I'm still working forward on it, but my belief is, in fact, that they're all everybody in the globe at the highest levels are concerned with an extraterrestrial incoming of a particular problem that certainly is going to, I think, maybe shortchange the concept of world government. We'll have to kind of wait and see how that plays out. But, you know, and the way I discovered this originally was looking, like I said, at some of the budgeting. And I was looking at how much money under the banner of FEMA had been spent going back like 2011, 12, 13. And the amount of money that they have put out into the readiness conditions to take care of themselves, to be able to hide out again underground in their facilities, but also to maintain control up on the ground upstairs where the rest of us are going to be. It's mind-boggling. The financials on this is, I can't get into it, but at this point, it's just so outrageous. It'll make you sick.
Well, we know that they're laying in massive amounts of guns and ammunition for certainly various government departments. 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition for various government departments. And we know certainly they're spending a tremendous amount of money certainly on their underground facilities. We know that they're buying up the large supplies of food. We know that they're certainly preparing. They know there's going to be a major confrontation. But the average American is being kept asleep. Bob, we're out of time. Fascinating program. God bless you. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is is Dr. Stan here, and I hope you enjoyed the remarks made by Bob Fletcher. And certainly, I've known Bob for a number of years, and we've talked about many of his other projects. And right now, of course, he believes that there is a Planet X out there, and that this is a planet that's going to pass fairly close to America and create all sorts of problems as far as the stability of our society is concerned. And I would ordinarily just simply discount that whole story, except that I've been looking over Bob's shoulder for almost a year now. A year ago, he sent me a finished copy of his DVD on this, and we were going to at least offer it to people. And then he suddenly found out that somehow or other he'd sent me entirely the wrong copy, and that suddenly there was a lot of imperfections in it. And he has been hacked literally hundreds of times. Somebody is trying to keep him from being able to get out this completed DVD. Now, he's been working at it for almost a year now, and every time it's just about done, somebody hacks into him. Why would they be doing that? And quite frankly, I don't know what to make of it. All I do know is that we live in a strange world, and there are forces out there that most people have no idea what's going on. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported and supported by people out there who are concerned about what's going on and want to try to preserve the stability of our society at least as best we can. And basically, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, 5 hours a day. And if you're in a position to help finance that, we could certainly use that and to certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters while you become one of the people who is maintaining this network. And it is having an impact. Of course, you can get our programs on radio, shortwave, FM, and certainly on satellite. And you can listen to our program at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can hear the program there live 4 hours a day, on archive 24 hours a day. And we do hope, of course, you'll encourage other people to listen. We know we have listeners all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Europe, and England. We need your help to get as many people in America educated about the fact that behind everything going on, behind all of these incredible things that are happening, is a spiritual component. Until people understand that there are secret societies, they work, they've been there for a long period of time. They've been around for thousands of years, and their ultimate goal has always been to create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. And they're doing a very, very good job of that in the United States, having changed both the music and the message of both Catholic and the Protestant churches. And basically, of course, what we're seeing today is that when our young people finish their high school, why, they're dedicated atheists. The vast majority of our young people, the purpose of our education is to destroy religious faith. And the average individual doesn't understand that. They're giving you all sorts of phony statistics, but talk to the young people coming out of school, the victims of an educational system intent upon destroying a belief in Jesus Christ, destroying a belief in America as a nation, and indoctrinating people into a belief that what we need is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and, of course, not to destroy the very moral foundation of our society. Basically, don't look at the statistics. Talk to the people. Talk to the young people. And if you get the statistics on what people have found when they've talked to the young people here in America, graduating from high school, why, it's entirely different than you're going to get from the controlled media. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of stations. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. For
And that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I would like to suggest that Western civilization and the principles of freedom under God that we were the foundation of this country are under attack today by a coordinated effort called Sustainable Development or Agenda 21. And suddenly we had the opportunity earlier this week to talk to a woman, Mary Baker, who's done some fundamental research on this. And basically, I was so impressed with what she had to say that I asked her to come on our program this evening, because I think it's important people understand that so much of what's going on today is not happening by accident. There's an organized, orchestrated, very well-financed effort to transform society and using the environment as a justification to alter the entire structure of Western civilization. Mary Baker, you pick up the story and tell our listeners about yourself, how you got involved, and what you've learned.
Hi, good evening. Well, I started about 4 years ago. I was unaware of what was going on, and then Agenda 21 Sustainable Development fell into my lap. I had the opportunity to go to a smart growth conference. They were having their 11th annual conference, and it happened to be in San Diego, where I'm from. And I met up with three other patriots, and we attended this four-day conference, somewhat undercover, and we went to breakout sessions to learn all about what their plans were for our lifestyle in the 21st century. And we were just amazed at what we learned just firsthand, primary source information directly from the planners, from the NGOs who are planning how we should live, back in tech, high-density living, getting people out of their cars, building walkable neighborhoods. And we thought, boy, that doesn't sound that bad. But when you realize that's really the only choice they're offering, we were really succumbed, and we haven't stopped acting since. And I've been out speaking about this all over the Southern California region. And as a result of this work that I've done, I've realized that people don't really know how to engage in the public arena. And so I've created a training on how to do this, and I call it How to Become a Citizen Ninja.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand that the people on the other side are well-organized, they're well-financed, they know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing everything they can to make the public is suddenly just enjoying life and don't bother to get involved. Don't get involved in local politics. Certainly, if you just sit back and enjoy life, that's what it's all about. Without understanding that if we do not certainly take America back from the subversive movement, why freedom as we know it will simply become remembrance of things past. And they really want to get people out of their cars.
They really do. Yeah, they're doing all kinds of, they're running all kinds of different programs. One of them, the one that's really coming up in California, is the Vehicle Miles Travel Tax. And this is where they would basically tax you for every vehicle mile traveled. And what this will do is really hurt, actually, the poorer people, the middle class, the poorer people who live further outside of the city center because they can't afford the housing inside the city limits. And so they live out in these, you know, cheaper homes, and then they drive in, you know, maybe an hour commute. And they're basically going to tax those people and force them basically into public transportation or to work around where they live.
And basically, of course, the more you drive, why, the more the tax is going to be. And basically, of course, they're going to do everything they can to drive up the cost of transportation and of gasoline. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and yes, most Americans are very concerned about what's going on over in the Crimea today. They're concerned about the revolution taking place in Syria, where well over 170,000 or more people, innocent civilians, have been slaughtered there. And then, of course, the civil war that's going on in Iraq today. And basically, but of course, unless you understand that we're financing both sides in Iraq, both the ISI and the Shia central government, that we are funding both sides, at least all the terrorists over there who are killing the Christians in Syria, we're funding them. And basically, until you understand, we were certainly deeply involved in the revolutions that have taken place, certainly in Egypt and in Libya and in Tunisia. But this is all a diversion. It's a diversion to keep us from seeing what's going on here at home, where there's an organized effort to utilize the threat to the environment to justify totally transforming America. Now, Sunday Mary attended a meeting put on by the people on the other side. They didn't know that she and her friends were there, and they laid the whole thing out in a four-day program. Mary, where can the average individual listen to our program today? Get the verification for the fact that there is a subversive element that is utilizing the threat to the environment to totally transform America and impoverish our people.
Well, and very quickly, I would just first of all point them to my blog, which is www.exurbiachronicles.com.
Well, now you have to repeat. You always have to repeat your blog or your telephone number several times.
Exurbia Chronicles, exurbiachronicles.com. And on that blog, I have some resources for people. I have, first of all, links that will get you not only to sites that are exposing Agenda 21, sustainable development, from our side, but also they're telling us what they're doing. And so all you have to do is go to their site and read their information.
And how do people get to their site to read their information?
Well, I mean, first of all, you can go right to the United Nations. And you can follow what they're doing. The whole rest of the world talks about Agenda 21. They call it local Agenda 21. It's just in this country, it's a little bit more subversive. They don't come right out and talk about it, but you can go to Smart Growth America. You can go to the President's Council on Sustainable Development and read what the EPA and DOT and HUD are doing. All of their plans, you can read his, maybe 14 executive orders now, President Obama's executive orders, where he's, talks about how he is changing the landscape of America.
And let me just point out, I have a talk. It's called Agenda 21, the Covert Agenda. And there's a wonderful syllabus that goes with that that actually contains a number of government documents. And that will give you the background. There is a plan. It's diabolical. And the fact that you're not reading about it simply shows how effective their control is over the general media. But I suggest my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, and the syllabus that goes with that that actually has official government documents and explaining exactly what they're going to be doing. Go right ahead, Mary.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Well, the other thing that you'll find under the resources tab is a glossary of terms. And I was expressing this the last time we spoke, the importance of understanding the terms that they're using. Because often we can, we can read what they're writing about. And you just see it in the newspaper every day, actually. But the terms aren't clear to us because they really change the definition of the word. So what they've done by choosing the word sustainable development is they forced us to challenge the word sustainable, which is ridiculous because, of course, we all want to be sustainable. It's not that we're arguing against sustainability. It's just that their version of what sustainable development means is a Marxist, communist lifestyle plan.
Go right ahead, Mary.
So words like consensus, for example, we think that those words, when they say we're going to reach consensus, we think that means that there's going to be a conversation, there's going to be transparency, we think that there's going to be reason, judgment, and solution. But in fact, consensus to them means false consensus. It means manipulation of a plan to force your agreement towards a desired outcome that they're looking for. They talk about the American dream. Well, it's not the American dream that we understand. The wealth-creating, property-owning, prosperity-working American dream that you can move, you can be socially mobile throughout, all the different socioeconomic levels. No, the American dream, now they're redefining this. And the American dream is all about the collective and equality and fairness. That's what it's about. So we read these words and we think, well, that sounds good, but we don't understand what they actually mean. And so having that glossary of terms is really important. It actually will facilitate you being able to speak to your college kids or grandchildren, because they come home and they talk about all these things that they've been indoctrinated to believe, and we don't recognize them as a problem. And when we do recognize them as a problem, then we go right into, you know, talk. We actually start sounding like we're tinfoil hat people. And so we have to be able to recognize what they're saying and then, you know, teach them what those things mean, point them to history so that they understand that this is not the future that they want.
And basically, what about population? My understanding is that these people want to limit the population. In fact, they want to drastically reduce the population of the world. How or why would they want to do that? And how would they reduce the population?
Good question. I mean, you know, some people say that, you know, chemtrails, man-made trails filled with chemicals that are being spread out across the skies are causing, you know, illness. They're causing problems with the plants, with the bees, with nature. You know, some people might say that. Of course, other people would say, you know, it's the abortion, you know, the hundreds of thousands, millions of babies that have been killed, you know, that will never see their life. And anyway, there are lots of different ways that people say that this is happening. I don't study that in particular, but you certainly have heard people like Bill Gates talk about the importance of depopulation. And the reason that they talk about this is because they believe that there are too many people on the planet and there's too much consumerism. We're going to deplete our resources. The planet is going to die. I mean, it's so dramatic, you know, these things that they talk about.
Okay, fine. Well, then, so what are the things that you see as a major thrust of sustainable development and Agenda 21? Where is the major thrust, and how are they going to force people to fit into the mold that they set for them? Well, people want to be free. They want to lead their lives. They certainly do not want every aspect of life to be regulated by these government agencies.
I'll give you a perfect example of a local property owner who owns some land out in the rural area of Riverside County in Southern California. And she has this property, and she wanted to subdivide it into four parts. And so she went to her county board of supervisors, and they started putting up roadblocks. And so she started fulfilling, you know, all these things that they wanted her to do in order to be able to get the permit to do this. But pretty soon she realized this is more than roadblocking. There's something going on here that, you know, why can't I do this? And so through fate, she ran into one of my partners for our nonprofit, Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. And she invited us out to her property so we could see where she was located. She gave us a tour of the property. She actually showed us some animal boxes that had been placed by unknown persons on the property. So someone had trespassed onto the property, had placed these boxes in the hopes of catching animals. And, in fact, she told us also that her neighbor had caught an EPA agent trespassing on the property and using a gnat catcher bird call in order to be able to get the endangered species gnat catcher bird to cross the plain onto the property. So why would they do this? They do this because what we discovered is that this property was right smack dab in the middle of a planned conservation corridor, which means that this is a corridor that is going to link open landscape spaces from one area to another so that animals can roam freely from one place to another. And they've created these designs of these missing linkage corridors, they call them. And this poor woman was smack dab right in the middle of one of their designs. And so what they were trying to do was use the Endangered Species Act to get her to not be able to use her land the way she wanted to. And in the process, this is lowering the value of her property. She doesn't have the right to use it the way she wants to. And in this process of creating preserves on the property, which she has to pay taxes on but can't develop, she can't even manicure it if a tree falls down.
Because basically what's going to happen is eventually they're going to offer her money at so little, but that means you'll be desperate to sell. And this
exactly.
is what they do. And basically then, of course, they can put this into this wildlife refuge using the power of government because they have a secret agenda the average individual has never heard of.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidant, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or our catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as final check on the power of civil government. That design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Thank you. this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mary Baker. And the average individual certainly is not aware of what's really going on about this subversive movement working at the highest levels of our government, carefully coordinated, well-financed by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And basically, of course, what suddenly you see the price of gasoline going up. Gasoline should be charging us about $1 a gallon. They have it up to $3 to $4 a gallon. And basically, why, of course, we see supposed shortages of water. Most of these water shortages are actually artificially created. We see now massive a rise in the price of beef and of pork, and all of these things are being carefully manipulated by these people. They know exactly what they're doing, creating artificial shortages, but of course they don't want the public to understand what's going on. And unless, of course, you're like this poor lady Mary was describing, who wanted to just subdivide her property, why, of course, you have no idea what's really taking place. Mary, go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, I guess what people need to understand about how this is being implemented, they need to understand how they are changing our system of governance. So let me explain that. Proponents of sustainable development, they always say, oh, it's a local to global initiative. It's a grassroots effort. But if you read their document, they state repeatedly that a locality that seeks to implement this lifestyle within its community cannot do so without the regulatory and legislative support of the state. That's why we're seeing all this new regulation. So people have to understand, first of all, that this is a top-down directive being implemented at the local level and through the use of grants, public-private partnerships, propaganda, the media, Hollywood, and especially unelected, appointed regional boards and regulatory agencies. And I believe their end game, and many believe their end game, is for all nation states to embrace this sort of social democracy or social participatory democracy. These are words they use. And for America to become a member state under the authority of the United Nations. So that Americans are really to think of themselves as global citizens living in this sort of global managed economy with open borders. And so how do they achieve this? Well, these progressive globalists that are in both parties, as you state, Dr. Stan, are in the process of changing our American system of governance. And to manage this changing governance without a massive rebellion, they are quietly governing the change. And how are they governing the change? Well, they are creating this new form of governance called new regionalism. And basically, new regionalism, according to them, would be described as a holistic planning approach based on the interconnectedness of economic, environmental, and social systems. That's why you always hear social justice, environmental justice, economic justice. These are sort of these three separate entities that they believe make up a society. And if you can integrate all of them together, then you have this sustainable development. And so, basically, you have government, businesses, and NGOs, non-governmental organizations, who are now working together to form these public-private partnerships. And, of course, by law, the public is supposed to be included in these early planning, they're supposed to be a stakeholder, but they always get squeezed out of the early process. And then later, once they've invested time and money and resources, these three entities then come to the public and ask for this false consensus that I was talking about earlier. And so essentially elected officials whom we vote, put into office, are transferring their decision-making power over to bureaucrats and appointed unelected bureaucrats. And these are the people, these experts, are making decisions on behalf of the public.
And this is the antithesis of Americanism. where the power of the government is to be limited by the chains of the Constitution so we could be free. And, of course, the purpose behind sustainable development is regulation of every aspect of life. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our guest is Mary Baker. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, Mary points out, this involves people in the major corporations, and it does. It involves the people at every level of our government. And, of course, we're losing America because the good people are not involved, because the subversive element is putting their people into political positions. And, of course, where they can act independent of our elected representatives. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly the average American wants to live his life, be left alone, just enjoy the wonderful benefits that we have in America. The subversive element, well-organized, well-financed, and certainly controlling our government at the national level, and certainly having their agents at every level of our society, wants to transform our society into a totally regulated system, and they're progressing slowly. They do this slowly because they don't want the American people to wake up to what's really going on. Mary, when you tell people about this, what sort of response do you get?
Well, usually I get that could never happen here in America. We have the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. We have a balance of powers. And then what I have to do is share some of the things that are written by the progressives in order to sort of snap them out of it. And I'll tell you, I'd like to just quickly read a little piece here that I found recently, a man named Peter Dreyer. He's a professor of politics, and he wrote an article. And in this article, he wrote, "In the next decade, America will be transformed by a new wave of progressive activism led primarily by organizers, thinkers, and politicians born after 1960. It is already bubbling below the surface in workplaces, neighborhoods, churches, college campuses, think tanks, and foundation offices. Many of these young progressives have already waged successful campaigns to win public office, change public policy, and inject new ideas into our political culture." So when I tell them this, they sort of, you know, look at me stunned. And then they want to know now. Now they want to know more. They have more questions. They want to have the answers. They want to know where they can read up on it and research it. And then they say, what can we do about it? Which I always love that question. And really it is so simple, because they actually, again, tell us what is making it difficult for them to fully implement this new form of governance, this new regionalism. And this is just fabulous. I found this in American Planning Association Journal that was written in 2002 on the topic of new regionalism. And at the very end, this is what they say. In the U.S., the established political notions of decentralization and federalism also work against the creation of new regional institutions. And so, essentially, we are the main ingredient to their demise. If only we would just get involved at the local level and push back on some of these programs and plans that these staff experts are basically pushing onto our elected officials to implement at a high cost, by the way. And so once people understand that, they think, well, I can do that. You know, that's something that they can do at the local level.
But the thing is, the people on the other side are well organized. Certainly, they are well financed, and they know exactly what they want to do. They want to transform America from what it was, and that is a free society with limitations on the power of government so men could be free, to a society that regulates every aspect of human endeavor. Certainly, will determine where people live, how they get around from place to place, and really, certainly, totally alter the structure of our society. And they have their people planted in government. They know exactly what they're doing. And you know what the most amazing thing to me, Mary, is? Nobody ever calls these people subversive. They are subversive. Their beliefs are the antithesis of what America stands for.
Oh, they are. I mean, it's criminal what's going on. But though they are well organized and well financed, what we have on our side is somewhat the element of surprise. Because when activists and new conservative activists step in and decide to engage, they are expecting an uninformed citizenry. And when these new activists that I'm trying to train come in to a scene where, first of all, they weren't even expecting them to show up, and we surprise them when we show up, and then we surprise them even more because now we're in informed as to what their shenanigans are, and we could defeat their manipulation, they are caught off guard. And so this is why it's important that we show up. They're not expecting us to show up. They're not expecting us to be informed. They're not expecting us to be able to communicate in a way that is effective. And if more and more people would just start doing this and interfere with their plan, we would actually be able to get somewhere. Even though this is this largest agenda, we can't control the outcome. Doing the right thing is the most important.
And people have to understand that freedom is not free. The whole idea of freedom was to limit the power of government. And it was limited government and liberty were to be synonymous. And tyranny had total government and tyranny for it to be synonymous. And the people sitting on the other side want tyranny. They want everything to be regulated. And people say, why would anybody in their right mind want that? I mean, basically, what's wrong with freedom? Why would they want to regulate everything? And, of course, my answer is, of course, they're not in their right mind. They have a different agenda because I think they have a different worldview. What are your thoughts? What motivates these people?
Oh, it's hard for us to understand that what motivates them is money and power. You know, it's that simple. And I suppose we could get into we could say that they're evil and they're occult, but money and power, and I don't relate to it. So it's difficult for us to understand how that could be such a grand motivation. But, you know, Saul Alinsky, he was someone who, you know, I'm sure many of your listeners know who he is. He wrote The Rules for Radicals. And that book that he wrote, he dedicated to Lucifer.
And of course, so he was one of Barack Hussein Obama's, well, really his mentor. In fact, certainly Barack Hussein Obama was a strong follower of Saul Alinsky, who wrote the book Rules to Radicals. And in that book, it's dedicated to Lucifer. Go right ahead. Incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. And I see we have Ron calling in from Washington. Ron, did you have a question for our guest?
Well, no, I have a comment. I just want to encourage her to keep up the good work. I would hope to be optimistic as she, that once people find out, they'll do something. And all people want to do is be left alone. One of the colleagues with whom I worked a number of years ago said he votes for the person who's going to give the most government money away to the poor. Well, you know, that'll be somebody like Adolf Hitler, because he has no restraints and he doesn't mind lying. And I'm very, very concerned when I hear things like that. That's not government's job. That's the job of the church and the people. But what I wanted to call about was, I read an article in the local paper, one of the disinformation rags we have, the disinformation empire. But wrote that we have to think, instead of individual rights, about the rights of the community. And I could see, yes, you know, people do have to hit, your rights are limited, but they're limited not by the community, but by other people. Other people have rights, too. It doesn't talk about that. It talks about this amorphous community. Well, that's nothing more than communism. And they're trying to promote some of this by ethnic baiting, divide us up into different ethnic groups and pit them against each other. And that way it will exhaust us and they can promote their agenda a lot more easily. And it's up to us to inform people what's going on, that it's not the community's right. It's the rights of other people. When people start talking about the rights of the community, suddenly you have tyranny.
Okay, do you have any comment at all on that, Mary?
Well, I think you're spot on, Ron. That's great. Keep writing those articles. People have lost sight. They've lost sight of all of that.
Also, they're trying, in our education system, dumbing down our kids. What I've noticed is they have these little work groups. I've been in a number of different schools as a substitute. You have work groups and kids teaching each other. And I've told them, look, I'm the teacher. I get paid to teach. You have your own work to do. Do your own work. I don't want you diverting your efforts towards helping your classmate. That's my job. If they have a question, they should raise their hand, and I will help them. I don't want you diverting yourself for doing that. And what happens is you have literally the blind leading the blind, and people don't really understand the subject when they get done.
Well, Ron, working in public schools, do you have the impression that they have pretty well destroyed the moral foundation of our youth, destroyed their belief in God and family and country, and certainly laid out the foundation for certainly a totally immoral society with no standards?
Well, I wouldn't go nearly that far because there's an awful lot of good folks there. And I've seen a lot of them, administrators. And in fact, I was at one pro-life rally, and there was one of the assistant superintendents of the school district there, too. And the people way at the top, the Arne Duncans of the world, are probably like that. But there's a lot of good folks.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the. I'm talking about the teachers. I'm talking about when the child finishes his high school. I mean, what does he feel about God and family and country? Do you think that he's believes in America, or is he a globalist? Does he believe in God or the God of the Bible, or does he believe that that is sort of a myth? How do these young people? And what about their sense of moral responsibility and right and wrong and sexual morality?
Well, I think it's very, very challenged from what I've seen. I did have a chance to interact with some of this leadership class, the leaders of this one school, high school, and they're very bright, mostly young ladies, and virtually every one of them hated the United States.
What a sad commentary. Okay, Mary, do you have anything else would you like to ask Ron before we let him go?
There's nothing I'd like to ask. I would just like to comment that what parents don't realize is for the last 20 years, the values and attitudes that made America exceptional are not being promoted in the schools today. Sustainable development that we're talking about, this is a new vision for the world. And in order for our children to be prepared for the 21st century workforce, is what they keep talking about, they're basically being taught that they have to adopt new behaviors, and they have to embrace these new values and attitudes. And, I mean, like, let's just talk about civics classes. Our children essentially are learning that civic virtue means a recognition and pursuit of the public good at the expense of all purely individual and private ends, which is exactly what Ron was talking about in his article. This is a change in civic virtue. And so when you have these changes, parents are just, can't even comprehend what these children are learning at school. They are just, they think, oh, civic virtue. You're learning about civic virtue. How nice. You know, but they don't understand. They've changed the definition of what that civic virtue is. And that goes for everything. That goes for all topics. Everything is changing, and parents don't realize it.
Well, that's why we've got to get the young people, we've got to get everybody listening to the internet, to alternative radio, and listening to reading alternative articles such as WorldNet Daily. We do have certainly the foundation to get people educated. What we have to do is utilize it. Okay, Ron, any parting thoughts before we let you go?
Yes, sir. If I believe in alignment, and all courses should be aligned. They should be aligned with the principles of our founding documents, especially the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and what makes a law valid are the laws of nature and nature's God. Laws of nature's reality, laws of nature's God is biblical morality. If we instill that in our kids, we have nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we've got to do is get a hold of the education program so we can do that. God bless you, Ron. Well, we've only got about 3 or 4 minutes, Mary. Why don't you sort of get your parting thoughts out there for our listeners across America? Because this program does go across America, and I do so much appreciate you being with us. You've been an excellent guest. You have an excellent oversight, and we need to be able to utilize better what we have in the way of alternative radio and certainly alternative the internet. We are reaching more people. The question is, can we reach enough people in time? Why don't you go ahead and give your parting thoughts for us?
Well, I guess I would go back to the framers of our Constitution. James Madison believed in 4 civic virtues: civic knowledge, self-restraint, self-assertion, and self-reliance. And they saw that these were 4 virtues that could not be overlooked in order to be, for us to be able to retain our republic as it was established. And so citizens, now, first of all, to be able to provide for themselves, for their families, they have to operate on good morals. They have to have self-restraint so that we're not regulated, overly regulated by all these laws that tell us exactly how to live. They have to be able to offer private charity for community members who need temporary assistance. so that we can get away from this over-reliance on the government and this welfare state, this nanny state that they're trying to build. And I guess I would end with these words by George Washington in his address to the Continental Army before the Battle of Long Island in August of 1776. And the words that he said then are just absolutely 100% pertinent to today. The time is now near at hand, which must probably determine whether Americans are to be free men or slaves, whether they are to have any property they can call their own, whether their houses and farms are to be pillaged and destroyed, and themselves consigned to a state of wretchedness from which no human effort will deliver them. The fate of unborn millions will now depend, under God, on the courage and conduct of this army. Our cruel and unrelenting enemy leaves us only the choice of brave resistance or the most abject submission. We have, therefore, to resolve to conquer or die. And this is exactly where we are today.
And I think that's very well said. Certainly George Washington was understood this battle that we're involved in today. Very little has changed since then. Certainly we're at that time. Why? Because the King of England wanted to impose control over the lives of the people, to be able to tax them and to manipulate the society, and of course to be able to restrict the ownership of property. And George Washington recognized that and gave us two alternatives: either stand and fight or lose. Well, they stood, they fought, and they won, and they give us this wonderful country we live in today. But we're losing it because of the subversive element. Mary Baker, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a delightful time, and thank you so very much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Dr.
Stan. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out across America. If you're in a position to help us financially to become involved in this battle, then you do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and basically support our effort to maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, where you can hear us on the internet, where you can hear us on radio stations and shortwave and FM and AM and satellite. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get our 4 CD sets. We talked a little earlier about our talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and the syllabus that goes with that, that gives you the government documents. You need to know this is real. And then, of course, you need to understand that a small subversive group controls both political parties. They control the major banks, the major corporations, and they control the media, and they largely determine what the American people think and believe, and that's why you need to get into alternative radio and help us get the information out. And then, of course, you need to commit yourself into this battle. What we need to do is, first of all, for you to be willing to tell people about the subversive group that controls both political parties. You need to tell people that they do rig elections. We need to get back to paper ballots so that we know we're getting honest elections. Then, of course, we need to get people to be willing to run for local office or to support constitutional candidates. And there are constitutional candidates running all across America, and we're going to try to interlock with them better. Well, there are constitutional candidates running, and they are working at the state level and the national level to try to preserve America, but you're never going to hear about them because of the degree of control that exists, Sydney, over what the American people think. We're going to be having Matt Shea, a representative in the state of Washington, on a weekly basis as soon as we get back from a trip we're taking. And Matt Shea is certainly a very articulate representative, a constitutionalist who's trying to get the information out. And this is in the state of Washington. I'm sure there's similar groups across the nation. And we need to interlock with them. And if you know any people in the legislature who would like to be heard of perhaps once a month on our program, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. Of course, you can listen to our radio programs there. You can certainly watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletter. You can read the other things that we have. And, of course, we want you to tell others about our ministry. And certainly, Joyce Riley and Alex Jones and Chuck Chrismeyer and John Leffler and all of our friends that we work closely with. But you need to encourage people to understand the media is controlled. The media is controlled. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it. The New Media Monopoly, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Written by a left-wing professor who spent 30 years analyzing the control of the media in America. Professor Ben Bagdikian, of course, thinks the right wing controls the media. The people on the right think the left wing controls the media. Why do they think that? Because they're supposed to, because their minds are conditioned, because the media is controlled. And basically, you need to, of course, join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness can well change the way you look at the world. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you can join the Radio Liberty family and help us financially, fine. If not, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful. In a solemn beside her.